Well, I'm standing outside the One Ball here on the Angel Hill, and you still get a waft of smoke from the Cycle King, which burnt down on Friday night. Well, with me is Rox, who owns the One Ball here on the Angel Hill. Take us back to Friday night. What was it like after 5 o'clock?
Well, actually, we had gone away for the weekend. We just arrived on the Suffolk coast, then received a call explaining what happened. So my husband headed back immediately. I made arrangements for the children and then headed back as well. It was pretty horrific, I have to say. It's not what you dream of seeing.
What was it like then when you arrived back here?
Lots of smoke, multiple fire crew and fire engines, and lots of police. And obviously it's just an enormous shock, smoke billowing out. The one thing I really would like to say is the firemen were amazing, absolutely amazing. And we really would like to thank everybody that fought so hard to save the building on Friday night, because it really means a great deal to us.
We're standing outside the Cycle King. There's a lot of scaffolding that's gone up to protect the front of that building, and it's quite a long, thin building, isn't it?
It is, yes. We don't really know anything much more about what's happening with Cycle King, obviously, but we've got some work to do. We hope to minimise the length of time the pub is closed for, and we live above the pub, so our flat's going to take longer. There's more damage, some of which was caused due to the firemen fighting so hard to protect the building. So they had to hose through from inside our flat, they had to make holes, but yeah, overall we're just so grateful that no one was hurt. We weren't there inside the flat at the time, and the building has been saved, of course.
Yeah, because the firefighters were telling me on Saturday morning that they worked tirelessly to protect the buildings either side of the Cycle King. So that wall closest to that building, which has been destroyed, how much damage has that heat caused to it?
There is a little damage inside the pub to the actual walls, but not so much as upstairs. That end of our flat is, it's certainly not going to be habitable for some time. They've had to take walls down and just do what they could, I guess, to protect the building, keep it safe.
So how has that impacted on you as a family then? Are you still able to live above the pub?
No. We live above the pub with our two daughters. As I say, fortunately, we had planned to be out of the flat for the weekend anyway, which was good, although there was obviously a lot of to-ing and fro-ing for my husband over the weekend. We can't live there and won't be able to live there for quite some time. We're currently able to stay at the Angel, and we'll just take things one step at a time. We're hoping to find a rental place that we can live in probably for the next few months until we have a better idea of what's happening. But I would like to emphasise we will be working very hard to get the pub open again as soon as we can, and we hope it'll only be a few weeks.
You say a few weeks, but a lot of work to do inside the pub and in your own apartment, of course. Have you been surprised by how responsive the local community have been since the fire?
Yeah, that's been the most amazing thing, actually, and I'd like to thank everybody. We've had lots of messages of support, phone calls, personal emails, personal texts. We've also had an enormous amount of people reaching out on things like social media, on Twitter. On behalf of my husband and I, it's really made a massive difference to how we felt over the weekend. We really have felt the community spirit of Bury, and although it's a very difficult time for us all as a family, it really has helped. And I'd also like to say thank you to the staff who were around on Friday. They were amazing. We know they're going to be helping us in the coming weeks to get everything sorted out, and just a big thank you to everyone in Bury, really. It really has meant a lot to us.